As we've talked about often here on Issues and Ideas, children in New Jersey, as well as across the country for a variety of reasons, are not able to get proper nutrition at home. Now, thankfully, during the school year, we've seen a recent increase in the participation rate of most schools in New Jersey in federal breakfast and lunch programs. That's great when school's in session, but during the summer, the nutrition needs of those children still exist and still need to be addressed. Next guest is here to tell how the solution to this challenge is, believe it or not, a simple phone call away. He also has a path for those who care about this issue to take, as well as to create additional solutions. He is the CEO of Hunger Free America, Joel Berg. Thanks for being here today, Joel.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Chris.
And a couple of websites which we'll get into, but I want to lay them into your ears right now, hungervolunteer.org and hungerfreeamerica.org. But first things first, Joel, we are talking about a USDA hotline number for programs that are taking place in the summer. They might be scarce. They might be not thought of as being in someone's literal backyard, but they are out there. And the way to find it is by calling 1-866-3-HUNGRY, 1-866-3-HUNGRY. What is the info that this hotline is making available to people?
Well, USDA contracts with our organization, Hunger Free America, to get this information out. And this hotline is good not only in the summer to let people know about summer meal site, but also throughout the year to let people know where privately run soup kitchens and food pantries are, as well as where you can access government nutrition benefits.
And when I mentioned that there's a lack of home-based nutrition, again, economical, multiple job reasons, single parent, I mean, the list goes on from there. And during the school year, kids, to a large number, maybe larger than what most people think, rely on school-based programs. There's a surprising number of organization and community-based programs outside of the school year that take place, which are very important, aren't they?
They are, but it's hard to get the kids at these sites because there are fewer sites over the summer than there are during the year, and many families don't know about them, and that's why we try to do as much media outreach as this as possible. 80% of the kids in New Jersey who during the school year get free and reduced price school lunches do not get summer meals, and that's why the problem is so urgent. And arguably over the summer, the nutritional needs of kids increases. You need nutrition to be able to keep cool. Your body actually burns calories to keep cool. You need nutrition to be able to run around and exercise and swim and whatever you're able to do to sort of keep on some of the learning you had from the spring over the summer so you don't lose it all in the fall. So it's particularly vital that kids are well-nourished over the summer.
Just to tell you how challenging the participation rate is for these programs, as Joel mentioned, the participation rate in the summer nutrition programs versus those who are taking part in the school-based programs is, more precise, number 18.9%. That places New Jersey number 12 on the list of the 50 states, which even with that low of a number, Joel, that's pretty representative of just how much of a greater awareness people have of the summer programs that are out there.
Yes, and most summer programs are combined with other things, such as beaches. I'm glad the beaches of New Jersey are open again,
yeah.
At least the state parks. No thanks to someone we shan't talk about. But the truth of the matter is that a lot of these are at summer recreation programs. A lot of these are at summer sports programs. And to the degree that youth programs are cut, a casualty of that, there are fewer places that kids can get summer meals, so it's really a double whammy.
And looking at the participation sites and the sponsors, of course, you need the sponsors to obviously lay the foundation for the participation sites. Between 2015 and 16, which is the latest stats that we have, obviously, since we're still in 2017, the number of sponsors grew from 108 to 111, about 2.8% growth. And even more stronger off of that small growth, the number of sites from 2015 to 2016 went from 1,112 to 1,351. So that's a growth of 21.5%, which places New Jersey among the greatest site growth ratios of any state in the nation. So, again, Joel, the trends are in the right way. We just have to, through the work that your organization does and by more people making use of the hotline, that rate of participation will match that rate of site growth.
Yes, hopefully, and we definitely want to get the word out. And this is one issue that there's been fair bipartisan support on over the years. There's certainly controversy over SNAP, the new name for food stamps, but the Clinton administration in which I served was strongly supportive of these sites, but George W. Bush's administration made a big priority out of promoting summer meal sites, as did President Obama's administration. It remains to be seen what the Trump administration will do. We hope they continue this bipartisan tradition, because no matter what you think of parents, the truth of the matter is, you know, kids need these meals. So it is a very helpful sign. This is growing, and these are entitlement programs, meaning any kid under 18 who shows up at an open site in a low-income neighborhood can get a meal. And it is, you know, it is a very smart investment of federal funds, considering all the benefits we get from having kids at safe spaces eating nutritious food.
And you mentioned federal funds, too. This is money that's already cut and divided among the states and just waiting for organizations or during the school year schools to step up and say, we're doing that program, fork over the money. And when that's asking and requesting of funds doesn't take place, that's money left sitting on the table. These are programs that are of no cost to the communities.
That's correct. And I should say many of these sites are run by nonprofits, but also school districts and local park services are also key sponsors, and recreation departments are also key sponsors. So it really is a great public-private partnership. Nonprofit groups can sponsor sites, and government agencies can sponsor sites.
And that's something we're going to branch into now as we talk with Joel Berg, who's the CEO of Hunger Free America, on the website. On the web, it's hungerfreeamerica.org, and we're going to get into volunteering now, but let me give you that hotline number again, too, and we'll have all this over at the webpage. So I know it's laying a lot in your ears right now. It's 1-866-3-HUNGRY, 1-866-3-HUNGRY. That is the USDA National Hunger Hotline. You find out in New Jersey, if you're listening on the stream, anywhere in the nation, where summer nutrition programs are being conducted in your literally backyard, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And I mentioned the other website, hungervolunteer.org, Joel, because these programs are great, but without the people power, they ain't going to happen.
Well, absolutely. And we love when people volunteer around Christmas and Thanksgiving, and people can feel really great about that, but they can feel even better, making an even bigger impact throughout the rest of the year. Because the truth is, these agencies are packed beyond the rafters around the holidays, but they're often empty in times like empty from volunteers in times like February and August. Of course, hungry people need to eat throughout the year. So we really want to use this website, hungervolunteer.org, to encourage people to volunteer throughout the year, but also to use their professional skills. The truth is, if you have a background in accounting, 5 hours of mentoring a small church-run soup kitchen on accounting can do more to reduce hunger than 5 months of serving soup. If you have a background as a lawyer, as a writer, as a graphic designer, all those skills could be used tremendously by community-based anti-hunger organizations. So we've developed this Ending Hunger Through Citizen Service initiative to really use this website and our materials on the website to help people act not only with their heart as they do, but also with their head to make the biggest possible impact.
So when someone goes to hungervolunteer.org, what will they be called upon to do to supply? What information is there for them to learn?
They will be given a wide variety of options for volunteer activities around the country. If there are none in their local community, they can email us and we'll hook them up with someone. But basically saying, You can help people access benefits. If you're a lawyer, if you're an accountant, you can use your accounting skills to help a small nonprofit. If you're a designer, a local food pantry that doesn't have a website, you can help them develop a website. We certainly use volunteers in a very significant way to help promote summer meals. So we have large corporate events and other events where we get people to do outreach in communities, giving out information about summer meals. And yes, we do also encourage people to engage in policy advocacy to push the policies we believe are necessary to really end this problem, to make sure that programs like this are more widely utilized, to figure out a way to raise wages so fewer people need the program. So the bottom line is, no matter what your interest, no matter what your skill set, even if you have limited time, hungervolunteer.org makes it possible for you to make a really significant impact in the fight against hunger in New Jersey and anywhere in the country.
And just to underscore something, too, that you included in your description and details, it doesn't take a lot of time to make a large impact. I always say people eliminate themselves out of being a part of the solution because they say, well, I don't have that much time to give. But if you have a couple of hours a week, a couple of hours a month, your efforts, your knowledge, your experience can make a difference.
Absolutely. We've seen people volunteer just a few hours and really help in a very significant way.
So here's the info one more time, and it is also at our website for the USDA National Hunger Hotline to find out the summer nutrition programs are happening all through the summer or near you. 1-866-3-HUNGRY, 1-866-3-HUNGRY, and to become a part of the people power that makes the summer nutrition programs and their organizations thrive and survive, you can visit hungervolunteer.org to learn more about those opportunities. And to learn about the work and to support the efforts of Hunger Free America, again, the obvious location, hungerfreeamerica.org. We've been joined by their CEO, Joel Burr. Joel, thanks so much for helping raise awareness of this issue, how people can be the solution to the challenge, and for being here today.
We can end hunger in America, and all your listeners can make a difference.